MicroStrategy getting included into the NASDAQ 100 is not only monumental for the shareholders, but also for Bitcoin. It has the potential to cause a massive short squeeze for not only MicroStrategy, but also for Bitcoin as well. So with all this, this is happening very, very rapidly here. It's all happening within Friday because MicroStrategy is joining the NASDAQ 100 and it's already expecting to see $2.1 billion in the ETF right away, right off the bat. Now, how big is the NASDAQ 100? It is the top 100 companies, including all of the tech companies, some of the best performing stocks in the NASDAQ or in the United States stock market. And it has a total market cap of $26 trillion. $26 trillion. All eyes are on MicroStrategy. But why now? Why are they adding MicroStrategy to the NASDAQ 100? Well, it has been one of the best performing stocks throughout this entire year. It's making headway of the massive amounts of money being torn into MicroStrategy on a daily basis. But why do I think that there could be a potential of a short squeeze? Well, you know, analysts are saying that the shorts might be tapped out here when it comes to MicroStrategy shares. The stock has surged over 483% due to the massive underlying. See, they think it's all a pyramid tactic here with Bitcoin. Obviously, here we disagree, but the Bitcoin holding strategy allows companies, allows other indices who might not be able to buy Bitcoin in their retirement funds, pension funds, you know, other countries. It allows them to have exposure towards Bitcoin. And so a lot of people have been shorting Bitcoin, shorting MicroStrategy, and they've been paying for it. So it seems like this short squeeze could have the potential to send MicroStrategy even higher because MicroStrategy keeps using convertible debt to buy more and more Bitcoin. But still, all the haters and losers, of which they are many, keep trying to short MicroStrategy. About 20% of the entire stock is shorted. Now, why are there so many people that doubt MicroStrategy, that doubt Michael Saylor, that doubt Bitcoin? I'm not quite sure on that, to be honest, because of the track record. But it seems like everybody has been calling for MicroStrategy's bubble to burst. Since last year, when Bitcoin was crashing down, you know, Michael Saylor even went on Dave Portnoy's Davey Day Trader Global and said when he first implemented the Bitcoin strategy, it was at 12,000 or so. It saw a massive dip and they saw MicroStrategy lose hundreds of millions of dollars right off the bat. Now, this is a little bit different of a situation where MicroStrategy is definitely in the green and is doing really well with their Bitcoin holdings, but still many are looking at Bitcoin or as MicroStrategy as a potential bubble, and it looks like it's going to burst and that the top is flowing off here. But if you look at MicroStrategy here, you know, if I can get rid of this ad, well, if you look at MicroStrategy, you know that it's one of the best performing stocks in this entire year. As we said, it's a top 200, it's over 263% throughout the entire year. And that's largely due to its Bitcoin holdings. A lot of people are purchasing this stock. And it is, you know, being added to the NASDAQ 100 is absolutely monumental. And that cannot be understated because of how much exposure it just gives to that. Now, it's not only MicroStrategy that gets this exposure, it's Bitcoin as well, right? Because a lot of people are looking at MicroStrategy as a replacement for buying Bitcoin in certain accounts. There's $32 trillion worth of there, and it's one of the best performing stock. And look at the weight that is being added as well. And that's coming in a short period of time. And so it seems like the weight is going to be increasing here, and it is going to be the 40th biggest holding of now I'm going to the tweet directly, but it's going to be the 40th biggest holding here in the NASDAQ 100. And to be honest, I expect that to increase as well. you know, as MicroStrategy starts to perform pretty well, it's going to be hard to deny the facts here, is that more people in the NASDAQ 100 are going to be calling for MicroStrategy to have more weight in the NASDAQ 100. They're going to avoid trying to sell MicroStrategy or, you know, weight it a little bit differently. And so I think that, you know, MicroStrategy, which has been the best performing stock here throughout this past year, is going to keep on pumping. So let's pull up the MicroStrategy chart here so we can kind of see how it's been, you know, performing throughout this entire year. Let me zoom in for it here. And oh, this is just the daily chart. Let's pull up the, and you guys cannot see what I'm doing either. So let's pull up the chart here where you can see, you know, it's been absolutely pumping here towards the end of this year. And this is largely due to the Bitcoin price pumping as well. So a lot of people look at MicroStrategy as a levered hedge or some leverage when it comes to Bitcoin. And, you know, it's obviously benefiting greatly from Bitcoin pumping as well. So, you know, the more that Bitcoin pumps, the more that MicroStrategy is going to pump and the more eyes that this is going to bring to Bitcoin, because MicroStrategy's share price is going to keep rocketing here. But this is all starting a flywheel that Michael Saylor has implemented in this past year. So why do I think that this has the potential to short squeeze not only MicroStrategy, but short squeeze Bitcoin? It's because of this flywheel. Now, what is it exactly? Why do I keep saying that MicroStrategy is a potential proxy for Bitcoin? It's because of the great Michael Saylor's reverse flywheel here. So MicroStrategy issues debt on their own company to buy more Bitcoin. Bitcoin increases, the market cap increases, thus the market cap continues to increase, and it increases weights in indices, including the NASDAQ 100, which that weight, like I said, I anticipate it to increase. Then MicroStrategy will issue more equity, which it's been doing, and continue to buy Bitcoin. And with all that, Bitcoin increases, the market cap increases, and the weight in indices increases. Thus, MicroStrategy will continue to issue more equity and buy more Bitcoin. So this flywheel has been going on for quite some time now. And if you, you know, see every single Monday at this point, it seems like during this bull run, Michael Saylor keeps issuing more debt in order to buy more Bitcoin for MicroStrategy. So again, you know, even this past Monday, Michael Saylor bought more Bitcoin and will continue to do that. And he went on shows earlier this week and just basically said that he would continue to buy Bitcoin even when it's $1 million a coin. So I don't expect him to slow down. And I expect this to continue rising up as, you know, Bitcoin's price keeps increasing and, you know, Michael Saylor keeps buying more and more Bitcoin. So I think that this is going to be a continued, you know, flywheel that he's, you know, going through. And if you remember this tweet that I tweeted out on Monday, is that Michael Saylor and MicroStrategy bought another nearly 21 or more than 21,500 Bitcoin for $2.1 billion at nearly $100,000 a coin. And they now hold over half or nearly half a million coins at $60,000 per coin. And he's going to keep doing it. Michael Saylor is going to keep this flywheel going. And this is the reverse flywheel. So this is why with the NASDAQ 100, the massive amounts of money coming in, the $32 trillion market cap of the NASDAQ 100 being weighted into MicroStrategy could not only see a short squeeze on MicroStrategy, but also a short squeeze on Bitcoin because of this flywheel that, you know, Michael Saylor's implementing. And so we've got We Are Satoshi here asking the thoughts on MSFT, so Microsoft voting no on the Bitcoin purchases. I do think it's interesting. Other companies that are looking at what MicroStrategy are doing and not implementing what MicroStrategy is doing. I went over the flywheel just now, but I'll pull this up in order to answer this question a little bit more clearly and kind of break it down. But I think the MicroStrategy flywheel is the big reason why Michael Saylor and MicroStrategy have seen a ton of success. And this flywheel is, you know, pretty reliant, I would say, on, you know, Bitcoin's price going up, obviously. But at the same time, this is also very important onto, you know, why MicroStrategy's share price has gone up drastically. We've seen Amazon, you know, propose a new vote on this. And we've seen, you know, Microsoft vote on it, vote no. But I think at the end of the day, all of these companies now are major market cap companies are starting to discuss Bitcoin and whether or not to put it on their balance sheet. So I think it's just a matter of time until these companies realize it. I think, you know, Microsoft voting no is just one time, right? I mean, they're going to look at how 2025 performs. And if Bitcoin does what Bitcoin historically does, and maybe even more with all these other companies potentially coming on it, Microsoft is going to make their shareholders unhappy because they're not going to be, you know, doing it or not. They're not going to be creating as much value for their shareholders quite like these other companies. Now, so I think that, you know, from all this, obviously it's not financial advice or anything like that, but MicroStrategy could see a big short squeeze and could see a massive increase in price. Analysts are even coming out and saying they could spell a 59% upside on top of the massive amounts of returns that we've seen already. So that's not even me saying this. This is, you know, this is analysts who are analyzing the stocks on a daily basis and more people kind of coming back to that. So, you know, I think that with all that, providing shareholder value is the number one aspect of all these companies, right? So they want to provide and show that, you know, hey, this MSTR, what they're doing here is being very successful. So Bernstein's is pricing a $600 target to see the growth. And, you know, like I pointed out in this flywheel here, as MicroStrategy just keeps increasing, it's going to keep purchasing Bitcoin. And as Bitcoin prices increases, MicroStrategy will increase, and thus the flywheel continues to go. So now their average purchasing price is at 60 grand, which is still a 50% increase here. And that is just massive, absolutely massive with the way that things are going. And I think with 2025, what we have here is you know, a big blow off the top when it comes to Bitcoin as well. So MicroStrategy, you know, but there's still bears. Even with all of this, there's still bears, which I think is really interesting. We've had so many people see the power of Bitcoin, see the power of this strategy that MicroStrategy is putting out, the flywheel effect that I've been going over during this stream. But we still got bears, man. We still have them people worried about the Bitcoin gamble, as they call it, making it challenging to enter the NASDAQ 100. But luckily, you know, the people at the NASDAQ 100 are not reading these articles and are still having them enter into the NASDAQ 100 later this month. And so I think this is going to help blow the top off. You know, so to kind of review here, analysts are expecting to see $2.1 billion flow into the ETF on a single day when MicroStrategy comes into the NASDAQ 100. So with that, you know, I think this will lead to potentially a giant blow off the top for not only the NASDAQ 100 and MicroStrategy, but also for Bitcoin as well. And I think on this news too, you know, the bulls are loving it, right? We're seeing Bitcoin finally back above 100K, still pumping here as, you know, MicroStrategy will continue to buy no matter the price of Bitcoin. As, you know, Michael Saylor said on the Davey Day Trader Global the other day, he's going to buy it at $1 million a coin. So I wouldn't be surprised if he continues to do that and continues to blow this top off here and not be worried about the price. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, I always, you know, go for something that the true power of Bitcoin is holding your own keys, really storing your own generational wealth and not necessarily having it at, you know, an ETF or in MicroStrategy. Although those are great investments, you know, maybe you'll see a great return. I think the best and easiest way to do that and to avoid any potential counterparty risk is to hold your own keys and do that using any sort of cold storage wallet, but you can store your seed phrase using Stampseed. You can go to stampseed.com, shop, and get some of their great items. It's super easy. You don't want to have your seed phrase on a piece of paper where it can get, you could spill coffee on it. You can, you know, get your dog to eat it up, get your little kid to drool on it or something along those lines where you're losing your generational wealth. Just go ahead and go to stampseed.com, order something off of there, whether it's a punch plate or the full kit, and they'll get it shipped out to you ASAP, and you can use promo code GREENCANDLE to get 15% off your entire order. So we've got a lot of people here in the chat. So what's up, Hunter Biden's laptop? And then we've got the Salgan Saloon. What's going on? Thank you for tuning in. The great presentation. And shout out to Knox Bill as well. So yeah, be sure to smash that like button if you guys are here and joining me. But the last thing that I want to let you guys know is that if it's intimidating for you to hold your own keys, to get to that point where you're actually going to, you know, take full custody, you can go to the bitcoinway.com/greencandle and set up an appointment, 30-minute free consultation for you or your family members, whoever you want to help Orange Pill to hold your own Bitcoin. You can do that going to thebitcoinway.com/greencandle, and they'll help you with everything. They'll help you with cybersecurity. They'll help you get your Bitcoin off an exchange. They'll help you get a Plan B passport if that is something that you would like to do. So, you know, to review here, don't forget, this is monumental. We're having a Bitcoin company, basically a levered play on Bitcoin, join the NASDAQ 100, one of the biggest indices that there is, and it's expecting to see $2.1 billion worth of buying in a single day, and it's got a $32 trillion market cap, or $26 trillion, excuse me, $26 trillion market cap for the entire NASDAQ 100. And, you know, that's going to see massive amounts of inflows into MicroStrategy, which in turn will lead to massive amounts of inflows, more so than we're even seeing into Bitcoin. So I'm anticipating a big turnout from when this occurs here in a couple of days. So be sure to smash the like button, hit the subscribe button, and thank you guys all for tuning in. And I will see you all at the next one.